Yeah, what up world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play it play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy, huh? Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Can a Player Play Rolling Strong every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know we come through here and represent that movement, that Playology movement. Got to make mention of the sponsors of the show, www.worldmovement.com. Check them out, movies, books, music, the whole nine. As always, the man riding shotgun scooter down in the back. He ain't wearing lobes today. He got on Ray-Bans with his black gloves. And I don't know what he's screaming today, so I'm going to let him tell you himself.
I got binoculars on now because I need to see them before they get up close. Because they trying to get me.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody's tuning in. You know how we do on here, man. We come through here, talk about anything and everything. I see the switchboard already lit up. I see the chat room already got folks in there. Sweet. What's up, sweet? I see you, mama. What's good? What's good with it? Damn, you know, look at the switchboard. Y'all ready to go.
Everybody can talk about this one right here. Everybody can talk about this one.
You know what I mean? Today's topic is I'll take what I can get. You know what I mean? A lot of us engage in relationships and, you know, this person you with just basically treat you like shit. But you put up with it. You deal with it. They whoop your ass. You deal with it. You make every excuse in the book and you keep right on telling them. The person done told you, I don't care if you stay or leave, but you're still with them.
Because I love you.
Folks on the outside looking in is asking, like, what the hell is wrong with you? Hold on. I think the neighborhood, the real estate value in the neighborhood just done went down. Hold on, let me make sure. 111.
That's right, neighborhood's down. Real down. Economy's down. Real estate down.
Hey, that's my other brother.
That's right, the other.
The other. we know who we be.
That's it. Hey, Tony.
So we talking... Yes, sir.
Have you got 702 on the line?
Yes, sir. She's sitting there waiting.
I figured this is going to be a hot show. You know what, Diddy and Tony, I was on a show last night. We were talking about pretty much the same topic you're going to get into today, Tony. So here I am giving my theory, and a girl calls up sounding amazingly like 302, like 702, but denies...
Well,
that she's 702 and goes into a 4-minute tirade. I think this show today, you better buckle up and put on some helmets.
I think we need to hear from 702 right now, man. What you think, man?
Hold on, we got somebody that's holding. Let's see who it is. 111, y'all live with the show. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, gentlemen. How are you doing? If you're speaking to me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with some spiritual biatches, and, you know, the situation was... they were trying to hide behind that dumb cover of spirituality. It's nothing more than a facade, because God will tell you to get off your damn knees and do what you're supposed to do. And so they have a man calling in, and it's a show that's run by women, and they have a man calling in telling them at minimum what they need to do, and they don't want to hear it. So I think what has to happen, and there's a show that's coming up, it talks about Civil War. There's a Civil War in America between men and women. Now, as it spirals down to the particular ethnic groups, particularly in the black race, I know that there's a heightened civil war between the women. But the women still, most of them, won't shut up and listen, because there are a few men who can tell them what they need to do minimally to get things started in a different way than they've ever, experienced a relationship.
Rich, let me agree and disagree, okay? The black women that I've talked to on BTR, most listen. Now, in real life, who knows? But on BTR, they listen. White chicks don't listen.
Okay. And I kind of agree and disagree with that too.
Well, the
because
just...
they listen, they just don't hear you. They just don't engage that other gear. There's another process.
Damn.
You listen to somebody all day long.
Yeah,
you
that's
know what
true.
I'm saying? And not hear nothing that person has said to you.
But that's not real listening. Listening is indeed taking in what the person is
saying. That's what
Jenny's
saying, yeah. Mm-hmm.
With an attitude of what they call at least doing it. So I'd like to introduce the concept, and certainly this is appropriate here. I would like to introduce the concept of negotiating or mediating, because that has to be done. You know, America has taught men and women to be at each other's throats. And I find that now white women get married at a higher rate, although marriage is down for everybody, and I understand, you know, why that is according to the U.S. Census. White women, Asian women, Hispanic women do get married at a higher rate. And the thing is that I've noticed that there are plenty of quality black men, but since the women, and I'm going to touch on a very pivotal issue, the women are controlling the scenario. They're controlling the environment for relationships. They're controlling the communication. They're the gatekeepers. They're controlling the dike, as it were, with respect to whether communication happens and whether communication continues. And so until men get the insight to address that and address that specifically, then things can't change.
Here's
because
a major difference
women aren't willing to communicate.
Here's a major difference between white and black chicks, from my observation. Black
well, I'm talking about between men and women, period. But
but here's the difference between black and white conflict. Black chicks are more in your face. White chicks are more passive-aggressive. But
that's true.
They henpeck.
More tolerable, by the way, but at least understand when you're saying they're passive-aggressive, I think white women are more open to communication. Now, Wait a minute. The system has ruined them all. Remember, the feminist bullshit movement was the white woman's issue, and she did have some legitimate issues. She was kept from voting. She was dominated.
White women got the vote before black men.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, and also she was kept out of the job market.
Had equal pay before the civil one. I think it was 64 equal was a civil right. 63, I think it was equal pay for women.
1963 was when the Equal Pay Act was passed.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, white women did have legitimate issues that they were fighting their men over. That's understandable.
No, they
black
didn't.
Women were roped into
no,
this.
No, they didn't. Uh-uh.
Yo,
I
hold
got
on,
a book.
Gentlemen,
I got
gentlemen,
a book
hold on,
19.
Hold on, gentlemen.
Okay.
Hold on. Y'all launched, man, from the get-go, y'all have been launching the grenades, and it ain't stuck. Hold on. I think somebody else wants to join here. I think Joe about to get his wish.
Yeah, I don't want 702 on the line until she's still on her knees.
Oh, no.
Nice.
702, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Pretty Tony, K. Diddy, Joe. First off, I just want to say I'm watching the Lakers game. Go Lakers. Secondly, I just really wanted to apologize to the men on the women's behalf, because I've had time to sit and think about, contemplate everything that you have said during past shows.
What?
Yes.
What the hell?
Let me repeat myself.
Hey, y'all don't interrupt her. She's on a roll.
Let me repeat myself. I want to apologize. I am sorry. I've had time to think about what you guys have been saying throughout these shows. I also want to say that I'm sorry that men have an addiction and there's no AA or no rehab for it.
Yes, it is. That's what we
What
is
the addiction?
No,
hold
no,
on.
No, no.
What is the
Wait
addiction?
A minute. Here comes the kick in the butt. Here we go.
Women. Women are y'all's addiction. Y'all are addicted to our legs, our asses, our titties, our twat, our minds, our beauty.
You all are equally addicted to men, by the way. Usually in a worse way, though. You all are addicted to the worst of men.
No.
Yes, you are. That's why you keep choosing the worst men. And you bring out the worst in men.
Can I finish?
Well, you had a pregnant pause, sure.
Okay. No, that's because you interrupted me. I'm also sorry that, what's the word that K. Diddy always uses? Is it manipulate? No, bamboozle. That's it. Yeah, but I also want to say thank you for giving women the knowledge and the power. Because if you guys hadn't done everything you've done to us in the past, you know, raped us.
Here we go. Kicking
us out.
See?
Gave us that power, we would not have the control to manipulate, to be gold diggers. So I just wanted to say sorry and thank you all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what has been women's inappropriate role in the whole scenario? Have you contemplated that?
Oh, no, I just wanted to apologize for, you know, because I've been mean. I've said mean things.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to apologize, and I truly mean that.
Hey,
from the bottom of my heart.
702, will you want to
show
with me?
My whole theory. Just totally screwed up my whole theory, because all this time.
No, hold on. Let Joe go first. Hold on. Hold on, KD. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah,
you
were you on
first.
A show with me
jump
last night?
No, I was not.
You were not.
I am, no, and that's the honest God's truth, I was not.
I ought to make a playback because you know, what is it, BCR has, you know, the downloads. I should play back what was said last night, and it sounds exactly like you.
I've been told I sound like other people, but it was not me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Okay. Enough with the pleasantries. Enough with the pleasantries. I want to get straight to the root of this. What kind of revelation done rained down upon Sedmo2's head that she has come for
there
the
you
clarity?
Go.
Because I've sensed some trickery in your words, dear sister. And then again, it could just be my paranoia. Because like my man said earlier, there's a civil war going on between us. And I think you're trying to run a damn Trojan horse on me, sister. I think you're trying to run a damn Trojan horse.
I truly apologize.
Yeah,
I truly apologize.
I
truly apologize.
But look here, regarding it, I'll take what I can get. Let me just make a statement here. Men settle much more than women do. The average woman could have a fantastic man. If she wasn't so drama-oriented herself, she could have a fantastic man. If she was upfront
and straightforward
herself.
There are men that are dramatized just as well. There are some men that are drama queens.
I understand, but you could avoid them. That's the point. That's
well,
the point I would like to make. You could steer
the
clear of them
was.
For the quality guy, but you don't do that.
Y'all don't know what type of man I choose. I'm just apologizing. I just wanted to apologize because I've been thinking about this for some time. That's why I didn't call in last week. But I truly apologize.
No epiphany.
I still say she just threw a wrench in my whole theory.
Well, anytime we can get an apology from a woman, I think that's fantastic. Because women usually don't apologize for anything.
Absolutely. What was the monkey wrench, Diddy?
You know what, sister? I'm going to give you credit right now because you stepped forward like a woman and said what you had to say. And
that's
even though I still seem to suspect, I'm gonna give you that moment. Now, K. Diddy, you were talking about a theory that you were working on that she just done completely screwed up. Please, expand upon your theory, sir.
Well, I personally think that women been screwing up shit since Adam and Eve. So she made it sound like this was just of recent times. But I think it's been going on a lot longer than that.
Honestly, 702.
Okay.
You actually, because, I mean, you did put a little kick in the butt there, but that's okay. You actually did contemplate what we were saying, thought about it, and apologize. Are you
about marinating? I'm marinating and apologizing from the past, the present, and the future.
Hmm. All right.
Okay.
I'm still waiting.
I know.
What you got to say?
Oh, boy.
She's apologizing for being manipulative.
Now, I have a simple question. Does that mean you're going to ask men out now and pay on first dates?
I have no problem with that.
Yeah, not that you have no problem. I want to go a little bit further.
I have no problem. If I know what I want, then I'm going to step to them.
Okay,
then
and you're going
that?
To pay on first date?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Is this the same 702
yes,
that's been around?
Yes, Joe, this is your favorite 702 female.
I didn't say favorite 702.
She said she had an epiphany.
Shall I prove it? Shall I prove it
no,
to
no,
you,
No, 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 no. It sounds like you, but I didn't say you were the favorite.
She said she had an epiphany, Joe.
Okay,
Hold
God.
Hold on.
All right.
Sweet in the chat room says that most men are never wrong, or so they think. What you mean, Sweet? What exactly does that mean? Because a man can't think he's right all the time, even though some of our egos do get out of whack at times, because the male ego, especially when testosterone is overflowing,
mm-hmm.
you get a little bit full of yourself. But it's no different than a woman who she acts as though it's a privilege to be with her. It's not a mutual. It's like I tell brothers all the time, your dick is just as important as the coochie.
That's it.
Probably more so, because it'll probably run out of bullets faster.
Come on, Sweet. My men manipulate women. Like women don't manipulate men. You're going to have to come way better than that, Sweet.
Come on, Sweet.
Seriously.
Get on the line. You're not shy.
Yeah,
she
call in. Make your phone
on. Look,
somebody else trying to join in here. Other 702, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Hi, K. Diddy. Hi, Pretty Tony. Hi, Joe.
Good afternoon.
That sounds like my other 702.
Yeah, this is the other 702, the one that shocked everybody last week.
Everybody was on your side last week.
What would you like to add to the equation, ma'am?
All I heard is that the dick was more valuable than the pussy. Is that what I'm understanding? What happened?
Well, the comment was made that it'll probably run out of bullets faster. At the end of the day.
That's always.
Well, we're just talking about a difference of anatomy.
Okay. I can go way longer than any guy I know. But anyways.
Whoa.
I heard our apology on behalf of all women.
All right, don't upset the apple cart now. All right, don't start with the feminist stuff.
No, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Let the lady finish what she got
okay.
to say. Go ahead, man. What you
all
got
right.
to say?
I mean, I didn't even upset anything. I was just calling in to say, wow, I'm pretty shocked. I mean, there's nothing wrong with an apology.
No, okay.
I believe that if you are good at what you do, you can manipulate a guy without him even knowing. He's being manipulated.
What the hell?
Here comes the making of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Just
go ahead, Eve. Go ahead.
There are ways to do things. But, you know, it is true. We do need to apologize. You know, we all have our addictions, as she said.
The game is afoot.
Okay. All right. That was kind of tender. I'll take that. Sweet in the chat room says she's not apologizing for nothing.
Yeah, well, that Sweet is sweet.
She did say, though, that men and women must meet each other halfway. I don't think anybody on this panel would disagree with that, because I think, going back to the other gentleman who said, negotiation, the art of compromise has been lost, the art of sitting down and, you know, today for you, tomorrow for me. And I must agree that to a certain level, the sisters have far outpaced us, but we are running a close second behind them now with this me, me, I situation, but they are still ahead of us. And gentlemen, I want to throw this out there, and everybody can speak on it. I think we are mostly to blame for the way they conduct themselves, because we have made them into some prized possession,
and have downplayed ourselves way too friggin' much. Damn, I got my congregation back here. I forgot I'm on my pulpit, gentlemen. You know what I mean? So I'll let Joe jump on that first. Do you agree or disagree with that commentary?
I disagree with the latter part of the comment. I do believe that we have put them on a pedestal. Nothing wrong with that. But as a result, we find them very, very attractive prized packages. But that doesn't mean that we turned them into entitlement monsters. Okay? It doesn't mean that just because we love you or we are easy to find you attractive and want to fall in love with you and want to do for you, that you are entitled to become the selfish, narcissistic me, me, me. So I don't think we...
No, but hold on, Joe. We can't have it both ways, though, Joe. In that comment, listen to that comment.
Okay.
If we put them on that pedestal,
right?
If we give them that attention, and you're right, some women do deserve it, and I think this is where brothers are lacking. Because here's where I'm going to piss some women off now. All women are not ladies. You have some real bitches out there. And a lot of times, as this show is talking about I'll take that, you're a glutton. A lot of men out there are glutton for punishment. She keep doling it out, and you keep going, and the women do the same thing.
A lot of times, Tony, that's their normalcy. So what then?
Okay. Hold on, damn. I think we done got broke somebody else into the conversation. Hold on. Liberty 141, welcome to the show. Speak your piece.
Hey. Joe, how are you? Stan?
Hey, Stanley.
Hey, go. I'm sorry. I heard compromise? No, there's no compromise. There's no compromise. That whole word compromise? No. There's no compromise. It's either you accept me for who I am, and I accept you for who you are. I'm not responsible for your happiness. You're not responsible for mine. You come 100, I come 100. There's no compromise. Too many people go with that word compromise. What? Too many people say a relationship is hard work. Why a relationship is hard work? I'm sorry. There's some relationships who are not hard work. There's some relationships who are just fit. Two people together are supposed to fit. And sometimes it doesn't fit with the person. You're not the same. You're not good with that person, so you should just move on, women or men.
Now, hold on, liberal. Hold on. So what do you mean no compromise? Sometimes
in certain situations, you can't have two winners.
You can't have two winners in a scenario. Sometimes you got to be like, okay, this is your moment. Have that moment. And then there are times when this is my moment. I need that moment. We can't both all win at the same time because there's no such thing on earth as perfect unity.
I mean, if your partner comes to you, let's say you're used to playing basketball or spending time with your friend, and suddenly that person feels hurt or desperate or down because she's not happy about it, which a lot of women are, and she says, well, can you stop doing that because it's hurting my feelings? That's compromise. Compromise is, can you do this for me because I'll be happy about it? No. I'm not responsible for your happiness. No. No way. If I'm going to do something...
Okay, and I understand that scenario right there, but if I've been playing basketball with my boys when I was single, say 4 nights a week or 3 nights a week, we've been balling for years when I was single. Now that I'm in a relationship, which requires a certain measure of commitment, is she not entitled for me to take it down to 2 nights a week and say, okay,
no,
I'll drop this night for
no,
you,
no,
and I need you to do something for me?
No, she's not. And like you, you're not entitled to ask her to change. It's either you accept the person or you don't. You're not entitled to tell a person to change. If he wants or he or she wants to change, it comes from them. But you're not entitled to ask them to do things. You're not entitled to ask people to spend time with you. You're entitled to say, look, I'd like to have a guy who has 4 or 5 times a week. But if you're going out with a guy who spends time 1 time a week, then you got to move on and say, look, that guy's not for me. I'm going to have to go get a guy who has to spend 4 or 5 times a week. You're not entitled to anything in this world.
This is one time I'm going to have to disagree with you, Stan. I believe that a person, people in a relationship, nobody's perfect, and both people should be willing to change themselves as well as being entitled to ask another person to change what is seriously deficient about them. I'm not saying that a person should compromise their principles, but as Tony said, if you're playing ball 4 nights a week, Why can't he give up one night to be with a girl who wants to be with him?
You start opening that door, then the woman's going to say, can you get up two nights? Can you give up three nights a week? You know
then
how
you
it
say,
is, Joe.
Then you put your foot down.
Well, see, that's a thin line right there, Joe, about that compromise and one's principles. That's a very thin line. And, see, that's what creates a lot of problems in relationships now. You know, men compromise to the point that they don't even like themselves. They compromise to the point that the woman don't even like the man no more because he's not the man that he was when she got with him. And men do the same thing to women. You know, they try to mold this woman into something that she's not. And then she ends up being happy, bitter. You know what I'm saying? So now you got a whole nother war going on. Nobody likes nobody no more.
Well, that's why I said principle.
Now, hold on, gentlemen. Hold on. I got to say this, and I want y'all to realistically listen to what I have to say. There is absolutely no friggin' way I can conduct myself the way I used to when I wasn't with somebody and conduct myself the same way when I was when I am with somebody. That's just not possible because when I wasn't with anybody, I was a hunter. And this is all some real shit now. When I wasn't with somebody, I was a hunter. I was doing me. I was selfish. I was doing me, and I ain't had no reason. I ain't with nobody. I'm not committed to anybody, so I don't need to change nothing about myself. If we friends with benefits, we friends with benefits. But if I get into a committed relationship, I cannot conduct myself with that same swagger because I'm with somebody now. So I have to compromise on something. I can't just be hard-ass on everything like this gentleman is suggesting. Like, nah, I ain't changing nothing, and you don't have to change nothing either. How are we going to function?
No, when you're committed to somebody, that doesn't mean that you still have to come 100% with yourself. It's not being selfish. It's saying to yourself, my life is the most important thing in this world. You are part of my life. That's the problem with relationship. People forget that they have a life before the person. You always have a life before the person. Either you're married or not married, everything, you still have life. You're supposed to be happy first, number one. Then you put that person in your life, number two. You don't get it twisted around. You don't put that being selfish to have another person coming to you. You know what? I'm not happy. Something that you're doing, I'm sure you're making yourself happy, so I want you to change. That's being selfish, people.
I think it's more selfish not to change one's deficiencies. If you're playing ball, as Tony was bringing up, four nights a week, you got married, even without a kid, and you're playing ball till 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. Now that you're married, you can't play ball till 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night and expect the woman to stay home and do nothing.
No, but if you're married to that woman, you're married to that woman and you still want to keep playing ball, you have to take responsibility to do other things to make that woman happy. But if your happiness is to play ball, that woman is supposed to accept it. Like that woman saying, let's say she used to be a person who used to dance a lot, she used to do court. Selfish enough to tell her, please, babe, don't do that.
I'm glad you brought that up because I used to go dancing a lot. A lot. Like every weekend, every Friday, every Saturday. My thing. Now, if I met somebody who didn't like to go dancing, okay? Now, we're together. I can't make her go dancing, but if she wants to go dancing, if she wants to please me, I'm going to appreciate that. And if she doesn't want to go dancing and I want to stay and I say, "Okay, let's stay home." And I change my behavior for her, and she changes her behavior for me without compromising our principles. It does mean a sort of a sacrifice, but that sacrifice is worth it because now we're sharing ourselves, our behavior, our time together.
But Joe, what happens?
There goes the key word that Joe just said, and that is where a lot of brothers get burnt. That's where a lot of brothers get burnt. Somebody who is deserving offset change. Somebody who is worth me saying, look, babe, I used to go dancing all the time, and I know you don't like to go dancing, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to chill with you sometimes, and then every other week I'm going to still go get my swerve on.
But that's
the compromise
problem.
Right,
woman, that's the problem already. You just quoted, I used to have a problem with you dancing. That's already the problem. Why did you stay with a guy you already had a problem dancing? That would be the first question I would ask a woman. Why would
I know, sir. I never said that. I said I never said she said that. I said I
I if she's deserving of disrespect, because a lot of guys get caught up with bitches who don't deserve such respect. But somebody deserving of that respect, if she's not a dancer, and I love to dance, and I used to go out dancing every weekend, there's one or two weekends I will not go dancing. I will commit those weekends to work at her for the sake of our relationship, and
every other
weekend I'll still go get my swerve on.
I don't
agree. Because I love to dance. It's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And that's
I
a
don't,
personal
because
thing.
Basically, right. But you're saying that with you me. Need to change for the person when that woman, if she has a problem, it's like in any relationship. If I go in a relationship, I accept the person 100% for who he is. If I have a problem with it, I need to move on. It's not the person.
That ain't realistic, bro, because we all cutting that out of our mouth. But if we met a woman who, if you met a woman who say she used to go out all the time, hold on, if you met a woman who used to go out all the time when you met her, every weekend she's out.
And I have
and
a problem.
You don't go out every weekend. At some point, it is going to become an issue. You can't sit on the phone and now say, I'm just going to accept that from her. Because you're talking about in the initial stage, but once love and feelings and commitment gets involved, you're not going to sit there every weekend and let her go out dancing for years.
Question. If she's used to going out and I see she's going out every time, she's not going to be my girlfriend. She's going to be a person I'm going to be sleeping with. She's not going to be my girlfriend because I have a personal issue with her. Period. I will not ask her to change. If in her mind she's happy dancing, going out, having fun, it is not my place to change people. Period. It is my place to get somebody who's compatible with me than I am. If I have a problem with this, then I need to go out with somebody who doesn't like dancing. That's what I need to do. That's being reasonable. I don't change a person.
That's an alternative, Stan, but that doesn't mean that the other alternative isn't a realistic one. Like, for example, I had to change part of my personality because people were telling me, and I've told people this on other shows as well, my laugh could crack boulders. I've been told that when I was a kid. I didn't know that it was that bad until I actually taped myself laughing. I changed that laughter because it was definitely, realistically, annoying.
Can we sell it?
If you want to sell it to crack boulders, you can sell it. But to hear it in your own eardrums, you don't want to hear it. But that's the way it is. We're not perfect human beings.
Joe, I'm not saying we're not perfect human beings. It's just that I see so many guys and women that basically start, like one of the callers said, start compromising things, and slowly, patiently, you're changing the person. Slowly and patiently, the thing that used to be great about that person is not there anymore. And then one day when the relationship doesn't work, they break up, then that person is like, man, what happened to me? I used to do this. I used to go to the gym.
But this is a point where you're right, Dan, and so is Diddy, because we're talking about compromising principles. You're concerned about if I give that chick an inch, she's going to take a mile. And Diddy's concerned about where's the line of principles. And that's both of you are right, and I'm on both sides there. You can't compromise your principles, but you can.
So it comes back to this word. Well, Joe, would you say it comes back to this word, balance?
Yeah. If I change
it comes back to balance. You cannot have an unyielding, unwilling nature and expect a complementary relationship. That whole matrix right there is not realistic. You cannot have an unyielding nature about everything. Now, there's certain principles in your life that you'd be like, this is who I am, this is how I roll, this is what I do, and I ain't changing these things because this is what makes my life function. Then there are other areas of flexibility that one has to show for a harmonious existence. You can't just be unyielding on everything because, like you said, all the gentlemen are right. The gentleman is right. I've seen brothers compromise their soul away.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're unhappy, miserable, and bitter. What brother should have did was grab his damn balls and be like, yo, okay,
right.
I'm going to let that slide. But to see all this over here, it ain't happening. You can go on and
hey,
be with all that.
Check this out, man. Men and women are doing that same shit every day. But now it's because of survival. Some whole other stuff and some whole other dynamics at work today. People are in a totally dysfunctional situation, don't like each other, and trying to find a way out, but then they stuck.
Yeah, well, they stay with misery.
Okay, hold on. One, 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 welcome to the show. We're letting you back in. Did you want to say something, brother?
Yeah, I was trying to say something. Yeah, well, what happens is I see what Stan is doing, and I understand he's probably a little bit battle-weary, but we have to separate the negotiables from the non-negotiables. And it is okay to have some flexibility, and I'm going to use the word compromise with effective negotiation. There has to be some flexibility, just as Joe said, because you're merging two lifestyles. And in order for them to synchronize, you do have to have that area of flexibility. And just because you change some things, just like someone alluded to, say you were going out playing basketball five nights a week, once you get a mate, it's okay to cut back to maybe two and a half, 3 nights a week. So that's perfectly legitimate, and that's not compromising on one's principles, by the way. But we need to talk about negotiables and non-negotiables and make a clear distinction.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There you go, sir. There you go. Hold on. Let's see which one is. 702, welcome back to the show.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, welcome back.
Okay. Now, I don't know who was it that was talking about going dancing or whatever. If the person doesn't like to go dancing, maybe they've never tried it. Why not invite them? And B, try something new, and if they don't like it, then fine. Then change or compromise or whatever. Don't just leave them out because some people just feel like they're left out.
Well, that sounds reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. Just invite them.
Yeah.
If you're playing ball, go ahead, do your thing. That's like me asking for you to go to a mall with me and go shopping 5 days a week. No, that's some bull. Maybe once, maybe twice, go shopping with me.
Hold on.
Invite the person.
That damn lightning bolt done hit you, 702. What the hell?
You know, I was going to ask, 702, did you hook up with anybody over the week, the weekend?
No, why do you think that? I'm just trying, agreeing with you guys. I have been taking things into consideration, looking at things from a male's point of view.
Well,
I think Joe's trying to elude that you didn't have some penicillin or something.
Penicillin.
No.
Hold on, 702. Sweet, hold on. Sweet in the chat room says the relationships are like sex. If the dick don't fit, you must acquit. Sweet, you really need some issues up in there. But you're right. We've got to play together. We've got to coordinate. It is very important in a relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got to practice some measure of diplomacy, like that the gentleman who was speaking before 702 said. We've got to learn to be what things are negotiable and what things aren't. And that's why we won't have this damn battlefield, civil war, whatever we want to call it. Our harmonious existence is being threatened because, you know what I mean, the louder you get is the louder I'm getting. The more defensive you get is the more defensive I'm getting. The more unyielding you are, the more unyielding I become.
And I'm still going to be the doggone, and I'm still going to be the captain, doggone it. I'm still going to be the captain.
Oh, yeah.
But by the same token, if I'm listening to what you're saying, there's one thing that I think relationship would be better if everybody would say, you know what, I'm responsible for my happiness. Nobody else is responsible. I'm sick of tired of hearing women, he did that and he hurt me. No, he didn't. He did something that made you, that you had the choice to go between hurt, not hurt, indifferent and things. You chose to have reaction of being hurt.
That's true.
That was your choice.
I can agree with you. I can agree with you when you say we're all responsible for our own happiness, which is true, because my happiness begins and ends with me, and all you can do is be an extension of my happiness if I'm with you.
Thank you.
Now, if there is a certain, you know, and I agree with that statement, but once again, in order for the happiness to get extended, in order if for the happiness to coexist, like the gentleman said, there are some areas of flexibility that I must allow, and then there's certain things that I'll grab my paws because they are mine. Last I checked, my mama assigned them and daddy assigned them to me. You grab your paws and be like, I'm not trying to hear some of that. So you can go on and miss me with your whole wee, 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 because all you're doing is you're talking to the wall. But if I can sit down and say, look, let's work some things out. Let's structure some things.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like two corporations merging. There's absolutely no way two corporations merge and have separate identities. They're going to fall apart. There has got to be some measure of putting the corporations together for it to work, the workforce to coexist.
And when that corporation,
and for the
don't
corporation
agree,
to function
that,
on the whole.
And when that corporation don't agree on an issue, who has the last vote? Or is there a last vote?
There has
or
to be negotiation.
Or do you take that to mediation and procrastination?
Well, mediation and the board. There has to be negotiation. Tony.
Yes.
Tony, when you said the more unyielding you are, the more unyielding I become, is that in your book?
It's the new book. That's in the new book that I'm working on.
How about your other saying, when the fathers are burden bearers? That's in your first book, isn't it?
Yeah, I talked about the daddy's little girl syndromes in one of my books.
All right.
I discuss all these things because, you know, a lot of times, and we got to go back to some real ish. As a matter of fact, before I just got the text, let me take a moment, www.worldmovement.com, the sponsors of the show. We'd like to thank the good folks over there at World Movement. I want to make sure we make a point that we have, a lot of us, men and women, we get set in our ways based upon past experiences or things that we've seen, and we form these barriers. We form these barriers, and then we wonder, okay, why this is not happening, why that is not happening. A lot of times, the reason we're having the same result is because we have changed nothing in the equation. We have changed nothing in the formula. We're still trying to make the cake with the exact same friggin' ingredients and expecting better results. At some point, you got to tweak things a little bit. Life is about growth. Life is about maturity. I was pig-headed when I was 21. I was cock-strong when I was 25. I started getting a little bit wiser when I was 30, so there's absolutely no way I can have the same set of unyielding rules throughout my life and expect at some point in my life for unity to find me. Unity requires both of us to dance together, just like a dance. I can't pull and you push. We got to dance together. So somebody got to lead the dance, but the other one got to be right in rhythm with us as we do this dance in life. You feel me?
Yeah, it's got to be coordinated. Is my mic open?
Your mic
is open. We can hear you.
Let me expand upon that corporation merger, because I think that's a good one. One of the things is, and I'm looking at this as being in a nice room, nice atmosphere, with a round table where the participants are present. And see, that's one of the problems with relationships between men and women is, number one, there's no way or rarely is there a way to get both of them to the negotiating table. And once they come to the negotiating table, they've got to be reasonable. And let me be very specific, because I like to be that way. One of the things, if you look at what most women are asking for in a man, if we put it under the category of want and need, most women cannot identify a want from a need. They think most of their wants are needs. And so that's the reason you get women making horrible choices in men. The other thing I think that we're not really bringing to the table is that in the general scope of negotiations, women are controlling the communication. They are dominating the communication. And that may be one reason that Stanley is reacting in the way that he was. That's a little bit extreme, the position that he was taking. But that comes off as the bad boy, and that is drama, and a lot of women are more attracted to that because that makes him unavailable. by being very, very hardline and inflexible on what he wants and what he's doing makes him pretty much unavailable. And women like guys like that. They like guys that are basically unavailable. Yeah. So those are some things that I think are very, very important, is that women need to get in touch more with what they need than what they want in a man. And just one quick survey is that they did a survey of online dating, and they found that women who dated men, who found men online and dated them, and these men had 80%, that's 80% of what the women were requiring. But the women didn't select these men. They wanted men that they hadn't met with anticipated higher, that met a higher requirement level, which is ridiculous. They should have, and even the researchers marveled and said, hey, they should be running for men like this. They should be, you know, running after men that meet 80% of their requirements. So there you get into the area of total incomprehensibility there.
Because that's too much like right.
No.
We know what that is.
But the reason, Mr. Solution, that they don't want the 80% is that if they're not attracted to that kind of guy, you could bring a guy who has 100% of everything they're looking for, 90%. If the physical attraction is not there, it's done.
But it wasn't
But
it wasn't that, because sometimes they could be attracted to the guy, right? But still, they have these lists in their head, or physical lists, that don't make any sense. Their lists are unrealistic.
What
unrealistic expectations.
There you go.
That's one of K. Diddy's favorite lines. K. Diddy's favorite line is unreal, and it's very true, gentlemen, and I completely agree that a lot of women are leading, and that's, once again, it comes back to what I'm always saying. That's what playerology is about, gentlemen. Grab your balls. There's absolutely no way you should negotiate from a losing standpoint. We should be equally yoked, sitting at the table, and this constant thing where the society, and it's not only our fault, society has put this much on them, where we're constantly on the small chair, and they're in the power chair down talking to us. So two tears in a bucket, fuck it, that's how my man Stanley ends up like he is. He's like, nah, I ain't trying to hear none of that. But I want to tell you this, though. But I want to tell you this, though. And, you know, the whole bad boy thing that eventually wears thin. That's, I like to always talk about the old players that I used to know, 59 years old, still up in the club talking about for shizzle, and we looking like, oh, fool, take your butt home, because he was uncompromising fully and unyielding fully in his ways. That only works up until a certain point. At some point in your life, as the clock ticks away, the stance, the bravado, the machismo that we have eventually wears down, because let's be realistic. Time is not kind all the time to us.
Mm-mm.
So we got to be, get to know the balance. You got to know when, yeah, these balls are mine, baby, and I hold them tight. That's what the universe has assigned to me. But at the same time, you know what? Let me give you a moment. Let me see what you're talking about. And then I got to tell you, now I'm not trying to hear that. Yeah, we can work with that. Now I'm not trying to hear that. We can work with that a little bit and see where this goes. But I can't just be like, nah, 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 all the time. And then there are some men out there, and this is for you fellas, because this show is really about some of you fellas out there. Danny Doormat, stage number 4, playerology. My dear man, Danny Doormat, you've been letting women wipe their feet on you for far too long, brother. You're a glutton for punishment. And you're wondering why, oh, why. Stop wondering why or why. Start wondering why not me. Why can it not be me? You can't forever be no damn doormat. At some point, all the damn lint, dust, and mud gonna motherfucking gag your ass.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, let me just say this. At that negotiating table, which I'm going to use very regularly now, which is a wonderful metaphor and actual, is that everybody at that table knows that they need to be there. The woman, and I noticed Stanley has had the idea, I haven't had to approach it much with him, but he thinks that he should be chasing. Now, you just made an interesting point, and that is the person that's in the subordinate position is the one that has to approach. You're automatically in the subordinate position. because it's you that's seeking. And so what has to happen at that corporate merger, again, and that's what a man and woman are doing, they're merging two entities, is that both have to want to be at that table. Both have to willingly make themselves available at that table. And then both have to state what their needs are. Generally, when we're talking about relationship scenarios, it's only the woman's needs that are on the table, only what she wants.
And that is the problem.
That is the real problem. So we only have one party.
That is the real problem.
We have what's called a unilateral or a dictatorial scenario. So that can't work, and it's not working, and it has produced this civil war in part that we're now experiencing. So what we've got to do, and I say guys need to do it in their local areas, is set up that negotiating table where you come to the table and everybody has their needs on the table, and you discuss them. Because women often are the most ungenerous people there are with the right guy. Now, she'll give to the asshole. She'll give to she can't give no more.
Mm.
What we say is
yes,
she should get her ass on the counselor's couch to learn to stop doing that.
Now, well, what that in turn does is a lot of brothers who are good brothers, without them seeing the asshole getting ahead, they put on the mantle of the asshole, and it's not befitting of them. The problem is that sometimes being a gentleman is somehow viewed upon as being weak, but a true gentleman is a thinker. A true gentleman understands the position that he's in, and he may not be rude and vulgar in the way he expresses it, but at the same time, he's like, look, get your head right. And that's what too many brothers are not saying to women these days. Get your damn head right.
Let me address this, if I may, just briefly. Because what has happened is I've said to women, and this is particularly true of black women, they want a guy, and they make a statement such as, I want a guy, I don't want a nice guy, I want a guy who won't allow me to walk all over him. So what I explained to this haggle of women or gaggle of women is that, look, when you get with a balanced guy, he wants to be with you, so for all intents and purposes, he's pretty much in agreement with what you want to do. I mean, to a reasonable degree. But generally, women see that as weakness. And I explain to them that's not weakness. We want to harmonize. We want to be synchronized with you. We want to be in harmony. So the thing of it is, we don't want to fight with you. We don't want to come home and have a tug of war and an arm wrestle with our women. We want to get rid of you if that's your orientation. But women need to understand the guys who are powerful want to please them if it's the woman of their choice, and they don't want to be in a wrestling match with the woman, a verbal wrestling match. And so the women did understand that, but that had never been explained to them before. Automatically, they assume that if a guy was in agreement with them on most things, that that was undesirable in the guy. And I said, no, that's your attitude is crazy in that particular area. What do you think about that?
But Mr. Solution,
I agree with that. But, gentlemen, we are down to the last 40 seconds on the show. We have got to do the part two to this next week. I invite all you gentlemen to come back if you have the time. And we'll do this again because we got to get into this. As always, www.worldmovement.com are the sponsors of the show. Gentlemen, come on freely and express yourself.
If you don't have your copy of the book, I just tend to say, if you don't have your copies of your books, go get it.
Yes, indeed. Join the Playology Movement. Learn something from us. You know how we do. Who is she and what is she to you? And, you know, I'm in a Tupac kind of mood. Joe, I expect you here, brother. Come do your thing.
It's going to be some stuff you're going to see that's going to make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you got to keep your sense of humor. You got to be able to smile through all this bullshit. Remember that.
lay back in the midst of mashes. No fairy tales for this young black male. Some see me stranded in this land of hell, jail and crack sales. Hustles and hardly think of culture or the repercussions while busting on backstabbing vultures. Selling my soul for material wishes. Fast cars and bitches. Wishing I lived my life a legend, immortalized the bitches. Watch that kids say your sympathy. My childhood years was spent burying my peers in the cemetery. Here's a message to the newborns waiting to breathe. If you believe then you can achieve, just look at me. Against all odds, though life is hard for carry on. Living in the projects, broke with no lights on. To all the seeds that follow me, protect your essence. Born with less, but you still precious. Just smell for me now.
Life. I hope it leads to eternal life. We say the prayer for the homie pop.